Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Angel in the Bronx is up next to the fan. What's going on, Angel?
How you doing, Mr. Malusa? Good afternoon.
Oh, Mr. Malusa, that's my dad, Angel. You call me Mark. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Sorry, sir. I try to be respectful as all. I wanted to talk about the Jets. Football's not like my most knowledgeable sport, but I do love the Jets. I always have. My favorite color is green, so naturally, I ran with the Jets. But aside all that, I wanted to bring up a concern I have. Let's say we do get the quarterback of our dreams. It could be Fernando Mendoza. It could be whoever, really. My concern is, does it even matter if we're going to throw that kid as soon as week one happens next season? Because that's what happened with Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. Correct me if I'm wrong. And they didn't really pan out well until Sam went somewhere else and Zach hasn't really gotten the burn, so he can't really...
Yeah, I think it really depends on the player, Angel. I think it depends on the player. I think it depends on what you're self-scouting. The Giants obviously drafted Dart, didn't have him start right away. Pressure on Dable to try and win and show a little bit of life after what you saw from Russell Wilson, and then you saw Dart early on in the regular season. I don't think you can go out there and paint it in one light and say, well, if you go out and get Mendoza, definitively he's going to be starting week one. I think he'd like it because he'd like to start that maturation process as quickly as possible. I learned a little something when I stepped out into the newsroom during the course of the break. Number one, does Marash is in town, right? And he's got the show coming up after this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in town. He's in the studio. Does Lou Gower eat like that every meal? Like the food is going to run away from him?
Yeah, he inhales very quickly. Lou Gower was sneakily the biggest pig of the four of us on the show.
Like, it was almost uncomfortable. I was trying to have a conversation with Tommy and Sean, and Lou Gower's eating a salad, and he's shoveling it in.
Yeah.
Like, basically, like, the salad is going to run away from him.
No breath, ever.
Like, ever.
Ever.
Like, dressing down the cheek.
Ever.
This and that, like, doesn't wipe the cheek, none of that. Like, and
ever.
I was just like, wow, that's... And I'm a quick eater. I'm a quick eater. My kids make fun of me. I eat very, very fast. So I learned a little something about Lou Gower. I've never seen him eat like that. And he eats insanely quick.
He is, he's by nature very nervous that something's about to happen. And he always thinks basically like a bomb is going to go off here. And he's not going to have a chance to eat if he doesn't get it done right that second. It's a very paranoid lifestyle he lives.
It's great. And you know, barely, and then the quick, short responses to answers as he's shoveling in the food.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I learned, I asked you the question because, you know, I used to, when I was with Chris and Mike and whatever, we'd use the, around the holidays, they'd always be a time where you exchange gifts.
Yeah.
So I asked Sean and Tommy, I go, so when did you guys exchange gifts? I know Evan's on vacation now.
Yes.
Did you guys do a little Kris Kringle? Were there any gifts exchanged? Anyone pull names out of the hat? And your answer was what?
No, we have never done one as a show.
Why
ever.
Is that?
So, again, I came over here. I just was going to go with the flow. But I think what we've learned is Evan is just, he sucks as a real human being. So, and I don't mean that like he's a bad person.
How else would you take that?
I would mean that like...
What do you mean? He's a good guy.
No, he's a great guy. But when it comes to Christmas or holiday gift giving, Moose, you need to trust that everybody in the room is a functioning adult human being. So if you drew or Evan drew you as a gift giver Evan's idea of a gift is, let me go in my garage or attic and pick through the trash that I don't want anymore and give that to you. He'll spend $1 million on season tickets. He'll invite you to a million games. But when
very generous,
but like to actually give a gift, like for him to put it in his mind, hey, maybe this guy would like this. He's not going to be a functioning adult.
Brought up as an option of doing gift giving?
No, I think it was one of those things. Evan's the quarterback of the team, and I think me, Tiki, and Lugau were kind of just all looked at Evan and realized we don't want to do gifts.
Right, I got enough pressure.
Exactly.
I got enough pressure during the holidays, getting gifts and everything like that.
Tiki's going to give a great gift. I know I will give a great gift. Lugau is the ultimate cheapskate. Like, his heart will be in the right place, but he'll find, like, the version that's 90% cheaper of what he should be getting. But, Evan, you can't trust the Moose. He's not a real person.
Like, he'll get the mock iPods.
Exactly. You want Oreos, he's getting you Hydrox. You want a Coca-Cola, he's getting you the RC Cola.
Right.
That's exactly the Lugau.
Not getting you the Twizzlers, he's getting you the Red Stripes.
Exactly.
Right.
Lugau is a big family dollar guy.
All right, can I ask you, what is the biggest example from Evan in terms of him, as you described it, digging through his trash and giving you as a gift, and giving you a gift?
I'll give you a perfect one. Just last week, Evan, as we're cleaning out offices here, we're trying to get some construction done, Evan said, I got a great gift you can give your kids. I was like, oh, great.
Nice. He said, scratch one off the list.
He goes, how about you take this knock hockey set I have in my office? So I went to look at it. Moose, the thing is crumbled on one side. There's only one net. Like, you can't...
That's not going
to
work.
You can't score. And I said, I can't bring this home to my kids. And he thought, and I quote was, this would be a great gift to give your kids. Could you imagine your kids? Your kids are big hockey fans.
Yeah, no.
No. So that's one thing. He wanted to give me his trash they'd and sell
like,
it to my kids.
They'd be like, who used this?
Exactly.
Where did you find this?
Now, he did give me a really cool gift from his parents' attic, which is like a light-up Budweiser Yankee sign from the 90s that goes at my bar. Cool gift. But yeah. Again... Didn't buy it. Went through the trash.
But it's a garbage cool, and it's a neon sign.
Neon sign. Very is it cool.
In
lights
the,
up.
Is it in the Sean Bar area by the pool?
Oh, yeah. It lights up at night.
Oh, it lights up. It's
big
beautiful.
Yankee night game. We pull that string.
And it has the Yankee insignia on it? It's like the old school Budweiser one.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
The
that's
glove catching a ball.
That is.
Moose, it's gorgeous.
If you threw that up on eBay, you'd get thousands of dollars for that. I mean, that is an amazing gift.
But it's a rarity. Like, Evan basically, oh, here's a crumbled Ty Domi card. Do you want this?
I'm surprised. Like, I would have sold that. I've sold things.
Well,
people have talked about that on Facebook Marketplace.
Listen, I mean, had I gotten some other news in the last 2 weeks, maybe I would have sold it. But I'm here to stay for now.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm here to stay.
That's a good line.
Yeah. Maybe I'll leave on that high note.
Congratulations.
Right, thanks, Moose.
You know, Sean, thanks. Good job. Let's head out to Reading. It's Tony. It's the fan. What's going on, Tony?
That was funny, Moose. That was funny. Hey, listen, if I hear one more Giants fan call up and say, and I also like the Jets, I'm going to smash my car through the wall. But anyway, Moose, I hope you're having a good holiday season.
Yeah.
Kids are doing well in hockey. I just got a question for you, man. Dude, all these teams now that are moving in domes, I don't know about you, but I love weather games with football. You know, we watched the Bear game this weekend with the wind. The kickers were kicking the ball right so that the ball will go left. You know, remember the Leon Lett game, Thanksgiving, where he slid in the snow and the ball bounced around and the Cowboys lost. I mean, the whole NFL is dripping with weather games, right? So now we got the Browns are going to move into a shed. We got the Titans moving into a dome. We got the Jags putting a dome on their building. We got the Bears, the Midway, the Monsters of the Midway. They're going to be moving somewhere. Indiana now they're talking about, and they're going to play in a dome. The Chiefs are going to leave Arrowhead instead of renovating it, and they're going to go into a freaking dome. You got the Washington Communists. They're moving. Your old team. They're going to move into a dome.
Yeah.
And now the Eagles. And now the freaking Eagles are talking about, if they don't renovate the link, they're going to move into a dome if they can. Also, they could have one Super Bowl every 15 years in the Final Four. I mean, the whole NFL is going to be playing indoors.
Tony, while you hit upon it, why is it?
Well, I understand the ramifications
events.
Of year-round.
You're going to get a Super Bowl, right? You're going to get a Super Bowl in all those sites.
Right, but 99% of those season ticket holders and those fans that enjoy outdoor football the way it's meant to be, are never going to go to those games anyway. So, yes, I understand the economic reasoning, but the whole NFL is going to be an every single dome now, I just watched the Chiefs one. They showed, what the Chiefs arena stadium is going to look like. It looks like the Raiders stadium. It looks like the Titans stadium. They're all going to be cookie cutter. I mean, it's gross what's going on with the NFL now.
No, Tony, I like weather games. I like seeing the snow. I liked watching Burrow and I like watching Josh Allen in the snow up there in Buffalo. I like watching the wind and the cold out there in Chicago. I like all of that, right? So, but let's also, we're in a marketplace here where, the Jets and Giants have been criticized and ripped for not putting a dome on MetLife Stadium, right? And not having the extra expenditure, even though they got a Super Bowl and it was the first cold weather Super Bowl, an outdoor Super Bowl in the history of the game, right? But that they limited themselves, given the nature of getting Final Fours. But that's why all these teams are doing it, and all these organizations are doing it. Number one, you want to keep up with the Joneses. Number two is you're going to get a Super Bowl. Number three is you open up the idea to other events, and you mentioned one of them specifically being the NCAA tournament and Final Fours and regionals and all of that stuff. I mean, that comes along with it. Now, is it going to be different? Yeah, it's going to be different. I do like when elements. Listen, nobody wants to watch a game in which there are 30, 40 mile an hour winds. And really, when you look at it, unless you're playing in a blizzard, like the Lions and remember the game where McCoy for the Eagles, Lions and Eagles down at the Link, and I'm going back maybe 8-9 years ago. Those weather conditions, that's a different story where there's like 5 or 6 inches of snow. You can't clear the field quick enough because the snow is building because the storm. But it's not really snow. It's not really rain. It's really the wind that affects teams more often than not. But, yeah, is it going to be a different look for the NFL? No doubt. You know why the motivation is, ultimately, the motivation for every owner in the National Football League. Money! Let's head out to Bayshore. It's Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Moose, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Listen, I love to talk. I love the hockey talk, and you guys have a great trip. Anytime you take a trip with the kids in sports, it's always awesome, and great memories forever. But I had a couple of hockey points. One on the state of the game today with youth and also with the Rangers. So I just wanted to ask you, I mean, I have a very close family member who plays, and the sticks now are like, when I stopped playing, it was like aluminum shafts. You get a new blade, you put it in for $20 with a hairdryer. Now every stick is $400 and it's just one piece. Is that how it is?
That is true. It's not $400, but you're not wrong in terms of the price. It's running anywhere from $175. You might be able to get last year's model when a new model comes out on sale, but anywhere from, and not much changes from one year to the other. Maybe go back 2-3 years, then there's a significant difference. So yeah, I mean, okay. It's like anywhere from like $175 to $325, $350. You can get specialized sticks and everything like that. So, are we in that realm as parents? No, we're not doing that. And then you have to get the, two of my kids are lefties, one's a righty. You have to deal with the curvature of the stick, a P28 or a P92.
Yeah.
Obviously the length of the stick, the way that you tape the blade, is it a full, full tape job or you're not doing it? Is it just, three quarters of it? So there's a lot that goes along to it, but it's fun. I mean, Chris, I enjoy it. Youth hockey can be, I would say, there's drama that comes along with everything. There really is, just like in youth sports now, and it's completely different, whatever sport you play, as compared to when I was growing up.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. But I also had one quick Ranger question. I know that that you're a big Ranger guy, as I am. It seems more and more certain that, obviously, Panarin's the best offensive player you have, but you're probably gonna look to move them and to kind of add to this overhaul that they're doing. I mean, what do you think the return on him would be in this climate, maybe a month from now or so, and what do you think that they might look to get back?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine it's expected to be, Chris, from my understanding, a pretty good top part of the NHL draft coming up. So I would imagine whatever contending team you're looking at trying to accrue a first-round draft choice along with other assets. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do believe Panarin does have a no-movement clause that was part of the contract when he initially came here to the Rangers, when he was signed by John Davidson and the like. So that's something that you'd have to appease with him and put him in a spot where he would want to go. But, yeah, when you look at the complexion of this Ranger team, we hit upon it a little bit last week when I filled in and did the midday show for Brandon. The Rangers, unfortunately, the window, you hit a spot where the window closes on the group. It has closed. You've got a lot of the same guy now, Chris, when you look at a lot of grinders. I'm not telling you that those guys don't have roles on teams. They're more fourth liners than anything else. The offensive impact that they once did have on this team and the cavalcade of stars, those guys are long gone. And this organization failed in a lot of different ways in terms of, in some of their first-round draft choices, the lack of development in those first-round draft choices, how the organization handled those players. To go along with, I think, Drury being short-sighted in some of the deals that he did make, trying to put this team over the top. So now you're in a process here where you look at this team, there are limitations to what they can do, and unfortunately you've seen a number of those limitations offensively. It used to be a case where you looked at the Rangers, good on the penalty kill, brilliant goaltending with the Shesterkin, very good on the power play, but the concern you'd have about the Rangers come playoff time was their ability to generate consistent offense and being able to score goals in 5-on-5 hockey. I wish we were signing up for those days now, because right now you struggle to score goals consistently. But that's the state of where the Rangers are right now, and unfortunately that group that you thought was, and not just thought, you know, when James Dolan got rid of Davidson and Gorton because he was told by other owners around the National Hockey League that you have enough talent to go out there and win a Stanley Cup. Chris Drury was put in place to put this organization over the top. In essence, he failed. And now it's part of a kind of a rebuild, so to speak. 138, Melusis with you. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.